we're discussing a cardiology success story. Our guests are Dr. Michael Omar, a board-certified cardiologist, and his patient, Elaine LaFollette. This is Health Matters, Southeast Georgia Health System. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Dr. Omar. Elaine, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, doctor, what motivated you to pursue healthcare and cardiology in the first place, would you say?
Well, you know, this is a question we've been asked all the time. And to be honest with you, I don't ever remember a moment when I had a choice. I feel like I was just drawn to this. As my wife likes to put it, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yes, we've all heard that term, and I guess you're saying in your case, it applies literally, right?
Indeed.
And so what brought you to the area initially?
It was the people. Yeah, I remember when I came to interview here, I felt this sense of commitment to the community and this family-like atmosphere from the staff in the office, to the doctors and the nurses, to the administrative staff. Everyone had this feeling of wanting to provide a service to the community and really put their best foot forward for the people of this area, and I wanted to be a part of that. And I remain quite proud to be part of this group to help the people in this area and save the lives in this area.
Now, Elaine, you traded, from what I understand, Ohio winters for Georgia sunshine late in 2025. And so what brought you to the area at first?
I decided to come here because I was just tired of the cold, and with my heart and stuff, I couldn't do the shoveling. I couldn't take care of things in the house anymore. So I just decided to come south.
I hear you on the shoveling, Elaine. That's for sure. At what point, then, did you realize you were struggling with your heart?
I've been struggling with my heart for, I would say, maybe about 5, 6, maybe even longer. I go in and I had stents put in. I have a watchman. When I left Ohio, my doctor told me the first thing I have to do is find a cardiologist here. And that's what I did. And I found Dr. Omar. He was recommended by our family doctor.
Gotcha. And doctor, when Elaine first comes to you, she's found to be an atrial fibrillation. So for those unfamiliar, what is AFib and how does it make patients feel?
So AFib, or atrial fibrillation, is an electrical problem with the heart. If you picture your heart like a house, you can have electrical issues, plumbing issues, structural issues. This is purely an electrical problem. It's described as a short circuit, like a flickering light bulb. And it can make people feel very uncomfortable when that chaotic rhythm is going on, when the heart is out of rhythm. It can make people feel short of breath, feel like their heart's fluttering, feel chest pain sometimes, feel sensation to pass out, and just generally unwell, which is what Elaine was describing.
Now, Elaine, Dr. Omar is known for his bedside manner. So how did that come into play in affecting your outlook when the two of you got together?
Dr. Omar has a terrific bedside manner. He really does. He's funny. And he also makes you feel real comfortable when you go to his office. And when things are wrong, well, then he'll show you exactly what the problem is. I can't say anything bad about Dr. Omar.
And when you're dealing with heart issues, Elaine, it's scary, right? So someone that can bring positivity and comfort to the picture, how important is that?
It was very important. And when I went to him, I was a sick person. I really was. I went into his office and he told me that he was going to make me better and I was going to feel 100% better. And he did.
And doctor, other than your great sense of humor, right? What factors did you consider when deciding the best course of treatment here for Elaine going forward?
Elaine has been around the block with atrial fibrillation. She's had some work done before, including the placement of an advanced device called a Watchman device, which doesn't necessarily change the atrial fibrillation itself. It's just meant to stop or to reduce the risk of one of the complications of AFib, which is strokes. So I had to really get an understanding of what was done before and what might be the best way to move forward. For that, I think number one, we needed to get her out of atrial fibrillation. And there are different ways to get her heart back into normal rhythm, including medications or procedures. And I think at this point with her, she was refractory to medications, meaning not really responding. And so we had to move forward with a procedure called a cardioversion.
And doctor, thanks to Georgia Heart funding, the Camden campus has now expanded its cardiology services, including a dedicated procedure room. You even performed the very first transesophageal echocardiogram and cardioversion there with Elaine as your very first patient. So in layman's terms, for those of us that did not study enough to go to medical school, what are those procedures in a nutshell?
Elaine will always be a special patient to me because she was the first person that we did a procedure on in that new suite that we have here in Camden. So a TEE, or a transesophageal echocardiogram, is a way to get a much closer look at the heart by ultrasound from inside the body. So we pass this camera down through an ultrasound attached to a probe through the mouth and down into the esophagus. It's blunt-tipped, so not sharp, no cutting, no pain. It's a little uncomfortable, so it requires the use of sedatives. And we get really close up to the heart where we can look inside to see if there are any blood clots, any major problems going on, to make sure it's safe to deliver the cardioversion. Elaine had a Watchman device, and so these devices are meant to be proper seals on this little pouch in the heart. But sometimes we've seen leaks and clots on the device itself. So we had to inspect that device, inspect the heart, and then take the probe out. And then we proceeded with the cardioversion. A cardioversion is a controlled delivery of a shock to the heart. I kind of describe it to people as, you know, you see the light bulb flickering in the house, or there's a short circuit going on, and you go out and you flip the breaker switch. You don't have to open up anything and play with wires. You flip the breaker switch. That's kind of what a cardioversion does.
Doctor, why does having those procedures available locally make such a difference for patients like Elaine, would you say?
So atrial fibrillation is a very common cardiac condition. I see it a lot here in Camden and in Brunswick. There are a lot of patients who deal with this, and having this procedure locally offers patients such a massive support. There's no need to travel hours away to get it done in a nice, safe, controlled environment. For such a common condition, I think it's essential.
And Dr. Omar, during further testing, you discover Elaine is having episodes where her heart rate drops into the 30s, which is obviously dangerously low, to say the least. So you determine a pacemaker is the right ultimate solution. And how do you arrive at that?
So Elaine's case was quite complex. After the cardioversion, which successfully got her into normal rhythm, I called her a week or two later, I think it was over Christmas, and she still wasn't feeling 100%. That didn't really sit right with me. Something wasn't adding up because she's still feeling like that in normal rhythm. So I took some additional steps of getting a repeat ultrasound of the heart now that she's in normal rhythm, realized that her heart was still weak. I thought initially from the atrial fibrillation, but it's still weak even in normal rhythm. So I went to see, now that the electrical problem is dealt with, let's see if there's a plumbing issue causing the heart to be weak. So we set her up for a coronary angiogram, or a left heart catheterization, to look for blockages. And as you heard, she does have a history of coronary disease. But the blockages that were there were moderate blockages. And that also didn't quite add up. Moderate blockages causing a degree of heart dysfunction and unwell symptoms, it didn't really add up. So one of my colleagues, Dr. Certain, placed a form of stress testing wire in one of her coronary arteries, which is an advanced test to get some advanced information on each vessel. And while that wire was there and we were gathering data, we noticed while she was with us that her heart rate kept dipping, and it dipped as low as in the 30s. And she didn't really feel much when it does that. But while we were doing the stress test, we can see that the drop in heart rate potentiated a lack of blood flow. So even though the blockages were moderate, it was actually the drop in heart rate that made the blockages seem worse than they actually are. So the answer wasn't another stent or bypass surgery. It was to fix the dropping of her heart rate. And for that, we used pacemakers. So that very same day, we arranged with my other colleague, Dr. Jones, who placed a pacemaker for her, and she left with a brand new shiny device. And the rest she can probably tell you.
Absolutely. So picking it up from there, Elaine, upon waking up after all that, how did you feel?
I felt really good. I'll be very honest with you. I mean, I wasn't up and walking around and stuff like that, but it didn't hurt. But the next day, I felt great. I took a walk. I washed clothes without having to sit and rest because I couldn't breathe. And like I said, I walked the beach. I love going to the beach and stuff like that and picked up shells and stuff. And I feel great. I really do. I felt the best I've felt in years.
Wow. And so you're out walking and breathing normally and enjoying the beach and enjoying the exercise. And what's going through your mind thinking about everything you'd been through and how you came out so well on the other side?
Yeah, well, when I was in Ohio, you know, I kind of like had a couple doctors there, not to say that they were bad or anything like that. It's just I kept saying, well, what about a pacemaker? And they kept saying, no, you don't need one. And I don't know, I came here and I went to Dr. Omar and everything, it was so different. I mean, he told me everything, you know, the doctors in Ohio were in and out, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm glad I came here and I'm glad I got what I got because I feel 100% better.
That's terrific. And Elaine, how about being the very first to undergo a few of those procedures that we covered at Southeast Georgia Health System? You were the trailblazer along with Dr. Omar here.
Yeah, actually, I really didn't know that I was the first. But like I said, I trust him with my life. I really do. That's what I did. I trusted him with my life. But like I said, I feel so good.
Doctor, it's, as you well know, an expression that's often used. I trust them with my life, but it's meant in a literal sense here. What's it like? I mean, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but I'm curious to hear from you. What's it like to have someone like Elaine's life literally in your hands and to see how well she's doing now?
To be quite honest, it's very scary and it keeps me up at night, every night. And I think about all my patients way too much. It's quite a privilege to be able to offer people this service, and I definitely do not take it lightly.
That's a great answer. Elaine, a couple of other things real quick for the two of you before we let you go. For those joining us who may be experiencing a similar diagnosis to you, what's your best advice for finding a doctor who doesn't just treat you, but connects with you the way Dr. Omar did with you?
Well, I think I've got Dr. Omar through my family doctor, and I mean, you can do that. We looked on the computer through doctors and stuff like that. My family doctor recommended him highly, so I just said, okay, I'm going to go. And when I met him, I mean, it was instant. I felt very good with him, and I would recommend that people do that if they have any kind of heart symptoms or anything like that. Go right away and find somebody that can help you. Dr. Omar.
Find a great doctor like, wink, wink, Dr. Omar. And in summary, doctor, what's most rewarding for you about success stories like Elaine's? You mentioned that you often lay awake nights thinking about your patients. I'm sure people joining us are relieved, comforted, thrilled even to hear that there are still doctors like you that think that way.
Of course, it's very rewarding when patients have good outcomes. You know, just getting somebody back to their way of life, getting back to work, getting back to enjoying their retirement, getting back to their loved ones. That's my goal for any of my patients. And I always feel really happy if we can get them there or as close to that as possible.
Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful story. We're so glad that the two of you shared it with us right here. Folks, we trust you're now more familiar with cardiology at Southeast Georgia Health System. Doctor, a pleasure. Keep up all your great life-saving work. And Elaine, again, thanks for sharing and continued good health and continued enjoyment of those terrific walks on the beach. Yes?
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And thanks again to both of you. For more information, please visit sghs.org/cardiology. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please do share it on your social media. Thanks again for being part of Health Matters from Southeast Georgia Health System.